This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Our planet's oceans are under greater threat than previously believed from a deadly trio of global warming, declining oxygen levels, and acidification. That's the alarming conclusion from a new study issued by the International Programme on the State of the Ocean, or IPSO, a group of leading scientists. Professor Alex Rogers of Oxford University is the scientific director of IPSO, and he told me that the report's findings should be seen as a major alarm bell.
We should be very worried. I mean, as marine biologists, we got together a group of people with different areas of expertise, and we can actually see changes in marine life and marine ecosystems throughout all of the world's oceans. Anywhere we look, we can see the signatures of climate change, overfishing, or pollution, or combinations of those pressures together.
So how optimistic are you that the international community will listen to this alarm bell you're ringing? I mean, are these changes, can they be reversed?
I think what we're seeing is very, very serious in terms of the impact on marine ecosystems. So, for example, climate change effects such as ocean warming and acidification are now threatening to destroy entire marine ecosystems such as coral reefs by the middle or certainly by the end of the century. And I think that type of evidence has to have an impact at the international level in terms of policy with regards to carbon dioxide emissions. And that is obviously a very difficult problem to deal with.
In your report, you say that we've been taking the ocean for granted and it's been shielding us from the worst effects of accelerating climate change by absorbing excess carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. What would be the consequences if we don't heed this warning bell?
That's right. The oceans perform amazing services for humankind, but also for the entire life support system of the planet. One of those is that the oceans take up about a third of the carbon dioxide we produce. And if we carry on as we are, then that carbon dioxide uptake is threatened because there are feedbacks in the system that will impact on the ocean's ability to perform this service. But also, we will see severe impacts on marine ecosystems as a consequence of that carbon dioxide being taken up by the oceans.